during my first year of diaconate formation. They taught us how to pray, which is great, because if I remember correctly, I was pretty awful at it. They enrolled us in a class where each week they taught us different ways to enter into prayer and encounter Christ, giving us homework to practice praying, using what we learned that week, and then to journal about our experiences. A few weeks into the class, we were introduced to a method of prayer that St. Ignatius taught in his spiritual exercises called imaginative prayer, where we imagine being in one of the scenes in the gospel. What do we hear, smell, taste, and touch as we imagine either being ourselves or being one of the other people in the scene? How does Jesus interact with us? How are we encountering his love? And as is the case with all imagination, we were also taught we must use prudence to reject anything that enters our thoughts, which pulls us away from God. To be honest, being a computer programmer and a logical thinker, I was pretty skeptical that this type of prayer would be fruitful for me. However, as with all things in formation, I trusted the process and I did the assigned homework. The first few days I tried imaginative prayer, it felt a little forced and uncomfortable, but I trusted what we were taught, that God is always working on our hearts when we take time in prayer, regardless of any fruit and consolation we may experience. And around the fifth day or so, there was a scene that put me at the foot of the cross. I imagined myself being there on the hill, just 20 feet away from Christ, smelling sweat and blood, hearing the jeers of some in the crowd, hearing some women wailing in the distance, seeing the Apostle John and Mary near me, both of them on their knees praying. And as I looked up at the cross, I felt compelled to pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet. So I began the prayer. But when I got to the Our Father beads on my rosary and said the words, "Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son," I stopped. I suddenly felt my own unworthiness. Who is I to offer Christ to his Father? What have I ever done in my life to be able to offer anything to the Father, much less his Son? And then suddenly, in my imagination, I felt someone take a hold of my hand. I looked over and saw it was Mary. And with tears in her eyes, she says to me, "Let's finish this together." So together we said, "Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world." Finishing the entire chaplet with Mary at my side, knowing that the sinless Mary and Christ himself we're doing all this for my sins. And since that day, I've put myself at the cross many times in prayer, being different people in the scene. It is at the cross that we can imagine being the bad thief, remembering all the times we have failed to trust in the Lord, the one who could have saved himself, but instead chose to save us. It is at the cross that we can imagine being the good thief who in the last hours of his life put his whole trust in Christ's forgiveness and knows that he will share in the reward of heaven. It is at the cross that we can imagine being the soldier who just realized he crucified a man who is truly the Son of God, leading to a massive conversion repentant of what he had just did. It is at the cross that we can imagine being the Apostle John, knowing that you are his beloved and that Jesus trusts you enough to be the one who cares for his beloved mother. And it is at the cross that we can imagine just being ourselves. Aaron, Tom, Joe, Kathy, kneeling on the hill, looking up at the Christ on the cross, seeing his eyes, looking to the Father, when all of a sudden he looks down at you, his eyes meeting your eyes, his unmistakable love piercing your heart. And then he says, "Follow me here on the cross. Follow me to my Father in heaven." And when you do, be assured that I will take these arms that are currently nailed to the cross and wrap them around you, saying, "Welcome, my good and faithful servant." My brothers and sisters in Christ, may we all meditate on the cross and take up our own cross, knowing that the suffering Christ, who rose from the dead to be with his Father, is truly within us now, asking us to follow him to our Heavenly Father.